Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for this Monday, cloudy skies will have a high of about 42 degrees. Kenosha right now with a little bit of fog is 37. Same thing basically condition-wise, 35 degrees in Burlington. In Milwaukee, 39 cloudy, 37 degrees overcast in Racine. Four adults and one child offered help by the American Red Cross after a fire at a side-by-side townhouse in the 800 block of Sandra Court in Racine on Sunday. One of the occupants called 911 to report the stove was on fire, prompting everybody to evacuate safely. A fire department news release indicates the first arriving crews did report flames coming out of the first floor windows. Most of the damage contained to the first floor, total estimate being about $20,000. The Red Cross reminding the public that help offered to these fire victims, that comes out of donations from the public, not from government funding. In Caledonia, a man suffered non-life-threatening burns in a fire on some property at 4 Mile Road and Highway 31. Fire began while the victim was working inside the garage. He was taken to Ascension All Saints Emergency with the injuries that he suffered while trying to put out the flames. Total damage estimated at $150,000. The garage and the home nearby deemed by the fire department to be uninhabitable. Fire produced lots of smoke, could be seen from at least a mile away. A Town of Salem man rescued from a burning home by a Kenosha County Sheriff's deputy, in fact two of them, but a dog in that home did not survive. This in the 24,600 block of 81st Place. First responders initially told someone might still be inside that home. When they got there, there was heavy smoke. It led to a quick interior search. Then they got the victim out. How the fire began, still officially under investigation. An unattended turkey fryer boiled over and started a garage on fire in the 7800 block of 35th Avenue in the city of Kenosha. Fire department reports indicate the property residents had used a hose to put out most of the flames. City crews arriving to finish the job. Nobody got hurt. Damage to the detached garage was described, though, as extensive. Pretty nice weather so far this January, except for this fog and all the rain. But the warm temperatures that's been allowing public works crews to get out and do other things, aside from having to plow snow, working on things like the streets and potholes. Kenosha Street Division Superintendent is John Pridgick. Says the warmer weather has also meant more potholes, so that means they're going to be out there doing more and more work. They usually become more numerous, he says, around the month of March.
Right now, we're having such a warm-up that there's still frost in the ground, but it's beginning to leave. And then we're having all this rain, and the rain is working its way through all of the joints. And some of it will refreeze at night, and then you just get pothole formation just from the frost-freeze cycle.
He says the current conditions are just the opposite of what's needed to minimize the winter road damage. We're seeing police with a brief tactical situation early this morning on the west side of the city. The welfare of a man inside a home on Indiana Street near Wright Avenue and the possibility of him having access to at least one weapon led to a cautious approach just after 2 this morning. At one point, the street was blocked off. A negotiator called in. Roughly an hour or so later, the subject surrendered peacefully. One of the gated parking ramps in downtown Racine has been the repeated target of a few patrons apparently not wanting to pay. After finding the gate either damaged or not working properly, the city, through its management contract, decided to clamp down and go after the offenders. The Transit and Parking Commission told about surveillance cameras capturing the license plates for every incident. One of the two cases from September at the Lake Avenue ramp involved the offender paying off $250 to fix the damaged gate. The other party, well, that person's managed to elude police thus far. A report has one person illegally lifting the gate 3 separate times on the Lake Avenue structure, including back-to-back days in mid-December, a second person doing it once. And there was one gate crasher, if you will, at the Gaslight Point ramp. This all means lost revenue to the city from each individual who does this, plus anybody else who's getting to park at no cost, until the problem gets fixed. City of Racine was seeking more. Racine Unified didn't quite see it that way, so the City Transit and Parking Commission is recommending just over a 3% contract increase between the school district and Bell Urban System for transporting students. City Transit Director Mike Meyerly explaining that the per-ride rate proposal of $1.30 had to be trimmed back to $1.21 with negotiations. That compares to the regular adult fare of $2.
That increase would have been $16,800. They said that proposal was exceeding the yellow school bus rate. That's an interesting question of whether it should or shouldn't exceed the yellow school bus rate. But anyway, it's a benchmark, and they felt that was important. We tentatively agreed on an increase of $9,000. or about $1.21 per ride on the regular routes for a total of $304,000, or a 3.05% increase.
He said the talks with Unified have also focused on ways of transporting maybe more students on fixed routes. By comparison, Kenosha's transit system, according to Marley, makes almost three times as much revenue, but transports about five times as many students. Racine Unified School Board tonight expected to approve one of the worst-kept secrets in recent times in the district, a plan of succession for Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion to succeed Lolly Haas as the next superintendent of schools. You'll remember the board recently gave Dr. Haas a one-year extension on her contract into 2018, reportedly at her request. Well before that, however, the board had approved a leadership structure creating the deputy superintendent position. And WRJN News has learned that Gallion's name was connected to more than one other school district seeking a new superintendent. Tonight's board agenda, which was not made public until mid-Friday afternoon after the succession plan was added by Thursday at the latest, mentions a smooth transition in leadership. Gallion to get another $1,700 a month during the transition period, in which he'll be taking on more of the day-to-day decision-making, if he agrees to also not seek employment opportunities elsewhere. Whether Dr. Haas decides to leave before the end of her contract, that remains to be seen. Students who have to attend an additional semester or year at UW Parkside or any other UW campus because they can't get into a class they need to graduate, well, they could benefit from a proposal to give them a financial break, if it's introduced, of course, by Representative Bob Gannon of Slinger. Says the university should be compensating these students.
They cannot give a student a course that's required for their degree within the first 4 years because it wasn't available. And this does happen. Where, let's say you're a teacher and you can't get X class, which means you have to stay another fifth year. I'm going to force the university to give that class free of charge to the student.
Says allowing the student to take that needed class for free wouldn't be a big help because they'd actually have to be paying for other classes they take during the time. Plans to introduce that legislation soon. And the Mount Pleasant Village Board set to meet at 6 o'clock tonight at the big auditorium at the Village Hall. The agenda includes a closed session following a return to open session on what could be the final selection of the new community development director. Also, approval of the job descriptions for administrator and human resources director, and revisiting the approval process for the senior campus at Campbell Woods project along Highway KR. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts, in the local news section of it. And at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.